Kibla said, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to bear with me?" Musa replied, "If ever I ask you about anything after this, you may not keep me in your company, for then I should deserve it because you will have an excuse in my case." They traveled on until they came to the people of a town. They asked them for some food, but they refused to receive them as their guest. There they found a wall on the point of falling down, so he restored it. Musa said, "If you wanted, you could have demanded some payment for it." Kibla replied, "That's it. This is the parting between you and me, but first I will explain to you those acts of mine which you could not bear to watch with patience. As for the boat, it belonged to some poor fishermen who toiled on the river. I intended to damage it because in their rear there was a king who was seizing every boat by force. As for the youth, his parents are true believers, and we feared lest he would grieve them with his rebellion and unbelief. It was our wish that our Rabb should grant them another in his place, a son more righteous and better in affection. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and beneath it their treasure was buried. Since their father was a righteous man, your Rabb desired that these children should attain their maturity and take out their treasure. All this was done as a mercy from your Rabb. What I did was not done by my own will. That is the interpretation of those actions which you could not bear to watch with patience. O Muhammad, they ask you about Dhulqarnain. Say, I will recite to you some of his story. Indeed, we established his power in the land, and we gave him all kinds of ways and means. So one time he followed a certain expedition towards the west, and he marched on till he reached the end of the land and the start of an ocean, where the sun was setting. He noted that it was setting in a mucky spring and found by it a people. We said, O Dhulqarnain, you have the option to either punish them or to show them kindness. He said, anyone who will do wrong shall be punished. Then will he return to his Rabb and be sternly punished by him. As for him who believes and does good deeds, he will have a good reward and will be assigned an easy task by our command. Then he set out on another expedition towards the east and marched on till he came to the rising of the sun. He noted it rising on a people for whom we had not provided any shelter from it. He left them as they were. We had full knowledge what priority was before him. Then he set out on another expedition and marched on, till he reached between two mountains where he found a people who could hardly understand his language. They requested, O Dhulqarnain, people of Gog and Magog ravage this land. Should we pay you tribute in order for you to build a wall barrier between us and them? Dhulqarnain said, that which my Rabb has granted me is more than enough. Just help me with workforce, and I will erect a fortified barrier between you and them. Bring me panels of iron. Finally, when he had dammed up the space between the two mountains, he said, ply your bellows. They did so until the iron wall became red hot. Then he said, bring me some molten brass to pour over it. This became such a barrier that the Gog and Magog could not scale it or dig through it. He said, this is a blessing from my Rabb, but you should know that when the promise of my Rabb shall come to pass, he will level it to the ground, for the promise of my Rabb is ever true. On that day, we shall let the people loose to surge like waves on one another. The trumpet will be blown, and we shall assemble the mankind all together. We shall spread hell out on display before the unbelievers who had turned a blind eye to my admonition and a deaf ear to my warning. Do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors to save themselves from hell instead of me? Certainly we have prepared hell for the entertainment of such unbelievers. O Muhammad, tell them, should we tell you the worst kind of losers relating to their deeds? Those whose all efforts in this worldly life had gone astray from the right way, but all along they were under the delusion that they were doing good deeds. They are the ones who are disregarding the revelations of their Rabb and the fact that they will meet him for accountability of their deeds in the hereafter. So their deeds will become null and will not carry any weight on the day of judgment. Thus, the reward of such people will be hell, because they had no faith and because they took my revelations and my rasuls as a joke. However, those who believe and do good deeds, they will be entertained with the gardens of paradise to live therein forever, and they will never desire to go anywhere else. O Muhammad, tell them, if the ocean were ink with which to write the words of my Rabb, the ocean would surely be consumed before the words of my Rabb are finished, even if we brought similar quantity of ink to replenish it. O Muhammad, tell them, I am but a human being like you. The revelation is sent to me to declare that your God is one God. Therefore, whoever hopes to meet his Rabb, let him do good deeds and join no other deity in worship of his Rabb. Surat Maryam. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. This is a reminder of blessings that your Rabb bestowed on his servant Zakaria, when he invoked his Rabb in secret, saying, O Rabb, surely my bones have weakened, and the hair of my head glistens with gray, while I have never been disappointed in my prayer to you, O Rabb. Surely I fear about my relatives after me, for my wife is barren. Grant me an heir by your grace, who should inherit me and inherit the posterity of Yaqub, and make him, O my Rabb, a desirable person. We answered his prayer, saying, O Zakaria, surely we give you the good news of a son. His name shall be Yahya, a name that no one has had before him. He asked, O Rabb, how shall I have a son when my wife is barren and I have become impotent from old age? The answer came, so shall it be. Your Rabb said, it shall not be a difficult task for me, just as I created you before when you were nothing at all. Zakaria said, O my Rabb, give me a sign. He said, your sign is that for 3 nights you shall not be able to speak to the people, even being sound in health. After this, Zakaria came out of the shrine and asked his people through sign language to glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. To Yahya, when he became old enough, we said, hold firmly to the book. We granted him wisdom while he was yet a boy, and also granted him kindness and purity by our grace, and he grew up a pious man, dutiful to his parents. He was neither arrogant nor disobedient. Peace be on him the day he was born, the day of his death, and the day he will be raised to life again. O Muhammad, relate to them the story of Maryam in the book, when she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. She chose to be secluded from them. We sent to her our angel, and he appeared before her as a grown man. She said, I seek Rahman's protection against you. Leave me alone if you are God-fearing. He said, don't be afraid. I am merely a messenger from your Rabb to tell you about the gift of a holy son. She said, how shall I bear a son? No man has ever touched me, nor am I unchaste. The angel replied, so shall it be. Your Rabb says, it is easy for me. We wish to make him a sign for mankind and a blessing from us, and this matter has already been decreed. So she conceived the child, and she retired with him to a remote place. The pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish, ah, would that I had died before this and been long forgotten. An angel from beneath the palm tree consoled her, saying, do not grieve. Your Rabb has provided a brook at your feet. If you shake the trunk of this palm tree, it will drop fresh dates into your lap. So eat, drink, and refresh yourself. If you see anyone, tell him, I have vowed a fast to Rahman, so I will not speak to anyone today. Carrying the baby, she came back to her people. They said, O Miriam, you have brought something hard to believe. O sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man, nor your mother an unchaste woman. In response, she merely pointed towards the baby. They said, how can we talk to a babe in the cradle? Whereupon the baby spoke out, I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me the book and made me a prophet. His blessing is with me wherever I go. He has commanded me to establish Salah and give Zakah as long as I shall live. He has exhorted me to honor my mother and has not made me domineering, hard to deal with. Peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I shall die, and the day I shall be raised to life again. Such was Isa, the son of Maryam, and this is the true statement about him concerning which they are in doubt. It is not befitting the majesty of Allah that he himself should beget a son. He is far above this, for when he decrees a matter, he need only say, be, and it is. Isa declared, verily Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb, therefore serve him. This is our right way. In spite of this, the sects from among them are divided concerning Jesus. So woe to the disbelievers who shall be punished after witnessing this truth on the great day of judgment. They will be able to see and hear very clearly on that day when they will appear before us. But today these wrongdoers neither want to hear nor see the truth and are in manifest error. O Muhammad, forewarn them about the day of intense regret when this matter will be decided, even though at present they are paying no heed and do not believe. Ultimately, all things will perish, and it is we who will inherit the earth and all that is on it, and to us shall they return. Relate to them the story of Ibrahim from the book. He was a truthful prophet. Remember when he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship something that can neither hear nor see, nor yet profit you in any way? O my father, I have been given some knowledge which has not come to you, so follow me, I'll guide you to the right way. O my father, do not worship Shaitan, for Shaitan is disobedient to the compassionate. O my father, I fear that a punishment of the beneficent may afflict you, and you may become a friend of the Shaitan. His father replied, how dare you renounce my gods, O Ibrahim? If you do not stop this folly, I will indeed stone you to death, so be gone from my house this very moment. Ibrahim said, peace be upon you. I will pray to my Rabb for your forgiveness. Surely he is ever kind to me. I am leaving you and those whom you invoke besides Allah. I will call upon my Rabb, and I am sure my prayers to my Rabb will not be ignored. So when he left them and the deities whom they worshipped besides Allah, we granted him descendants like Isaac and Yaqub, and we made each of them a prophet. We bestowed on them our mercy, and we granted them the honor of being mentioned with true high respect. Relate to them the story of Musa in the book. Surely he was a chosen man and was a Rasul, a prophet. We called him from the right side of Mount Tur and honored him to come closer for exclusive conversation. We made his brother Harun a prophet with our blessing and assigned him as an assistant. Also relate to them the story of Ismail in the book. He was a man of his word and was a Rasul, a prophet. He commanded his people to establish Salah and give Zakah, and was the one with whom his Rabb was well pleased. Also relate to them the story of Idris in the book. He was a truthful man, a prophet, whom we raised to a lofty place. These are some of the prophets on whom Allah bestowed his favors from among the descendants of Adam, and of those whom we carried in the ark with Noah, and of the descendants of Ibrahim and Israel, and of those whom we guided and chose. Whenever the revelations of the compassionate were recited to them, they fell to prostrate and weep. But the generations who succeeded them abandoned the Salah and started following their lust, so they will soon face the consequences of their deviation. However, those who repent, become believers and do good deeds will be admitted to paradise and will not be wronged in the least. They will be granted the gardens of Eden which the Merciful has promised to his servants, even though they have not seen them, and his promise shall be fulfilled. There they will hear no nonsense, but only the words of peace, and they will be provided their sustenance day and night. Such is the paradise which we shall give as an inheritance to those of our servants who lead a pious life. The angel Gabriel, who brought this revelation after a long interval, said, "We do not descend from heaven except by the command of your Rabb. To him belongs whatever is before us and whatever is behind us and all that lies in between. Your Rabb is never forgetful. He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and of all that lies in between. So worship him. Be steadfast in his worship. Do you know any other being with the qualities like him?" Man says, "What? Once I am dead, shall I be raised to life again? Does not man remember that we created him before out of nothing? By your Rabb, we will call them to account in the company of all their shaitans and set them on their knees around the fire of hell. Then from every sect, we will certainly drag out its stoutest rebels against the compassionate. Certainly we know best who deserves most to be burned therein. There is not a single one of you who shall not pass over it. This absolute decree of your Rabb is unavoidable. Then we will deliver those who were pious during their life on earth and leave the wrongdoers therein, humbled on their knees. When our clear revelations are recited to them, the unbelievers say to the believer, 'Which one of the two of us hath fine dwelling and better companions?' Don't they see how many generations we destroyed before them who were far greater in riches and in splendor? Tell them, anyone who has gone astray, the compassionate prolongs his respite and extends an opportunity until they see about which they were warned, be it a worldly scourge or the hour of doom. Then they will realize whose is the worst dwelling and whose are the weak companions. In fact, Allah increases in guidance those who seek guidance. Everlasting are only the good deeds, which are the best in the sight of your Rabb to earn you a better reward and yield you the best fruit. By no means. We write down what he says, and we will make his punishment long and terrible. We will inherit all that he boasts of, and he will come back to us all alone, leaving all these things behind. They have taken other deities for worship besides Allah, so that they should be a source of strength to them. By no means. Those very deities will renounce their worship and turn against them on the day of judgment. Don't you see that we have sent down to the unbelievers shaitans who incite them against the truth? Therefore, be not in haste against them. Their days are numbered. The day will surely come when we will gather the righteous like honored guests before the compassionate, and drive the criminals to hell like thirsty cattle are driven to water. None shall have the power to intercede except the one who may receive the sanction of the compassionate. Those who say the compassionate has begotten a son certainly preach such a monstrous falsehood that the very heavens might crack, the earth might cleave asunder, and the mountains might crumble to pieces at their ascribing a son to the compassionate. It is not befitting to the compassionate that he should beget a son. There is none in the heavens and in the earth but must come to the compassionate in full submission. He has a comprehensive knowledge and has kept strict count of all his creatures, and every one of them will come to him individually on the day of resurrection. Surely the beneficent will bring about love for those who believe and do good deeds. We have made this Quran easy in your own language so that you may give good news to the righteous and warn the headstrong, contentious folk. How many generations have we destroyed before them? Can you see any of them or hear even a sound of them? Surah Taha. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Taha. We have not sent down this Quran to put you to trouble, but as a reminder to those who fear Allah. This is a revelation from Him who has created the earth and the lofty heavens, the Beneficent who is firmly established on the throne of authority. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, and all that lies between them, and all that is beneath the soil. The One to whom you need not speak aloud, for He knows what is said in secret and what is yet more hidden. He is Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Have you heard the story of Musa? When he saw a fire, he said to his family, "Wait, I saw a fire. I may be able to bring some fire or find someone beside the fire to guide us towards the right direction." When he reached there, he was called, "O Musa, in fact, I am your Rabb. Take off your shoes. You are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. I have chosen you, so listen to what I am about to reveal. It is me, Allah. There is none worthy of worship except me. So worship me and establish Allah for my remembrance. The final hour is sure to come. I choose to keep it hidden so that every soul may be rewarded according to its efforts. Therefore, let not any who does not believe in this fact and follow his own desires turn you away, lest you should perish. O Musa, what is in your right hand?" Musa replied, "It is my staff. I lean on it. I beat down fodder with it for my flock, and I have also other uses for it." Allah said, "Toss it down, O Musa." So he tossed it down and saw that it became a snake, active in motion. Allah said, "Catch it and don't be afraid. We shall change it to its original shape. Now put your hand under your armpit. It shall become shining white without hurting you. This will be another sign. These miracles are given to you in order to show you some of our great signs. Now go to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds." Musa prayed, "O Rabb, open my heart, ease my task, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that people may understand what I say, and grant me a minister from my family, Harun, my brother. Grant me strength through him, and let him share my task, so that we may glorify you frequently and mention you often, for you are the one who has always been watching over us." Allah responded, "Your request is granted, O Musa. We had indeed bestowed a favor on you before, when we revealed our will to your mother, saying, 'Put your child into the chest and throw the chest into the river. The river will cast him onto the bank, and he will be picked up by one who is an enemy to me and an enemy to him. I made you an object of love and so arranged things that you may be brought up under my supervision. Recall when your sister went to them and said, 'May I tell you of the one who can take care of this child?' Thus did we return you back to your mother to comfort her eyes and that she might not grieve. Again, when you killed a man, we saved you from great distress and we tested you through various trials. You stayed a number of years with the people of Midian. Now you have come back here per our ordination, O Musa. I have molded you for my service. You and your brother should go with my signs and do not neglect to mention me. Go both of you to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. Speak to him in gentle words. Perhaps he may take heed of the reminder or fear our punishment." Musa and Harun said, "Our Rabb, we fear that he may behave towards us unjustly or cross all bounds." Allah said, "Do not be afraid. I shall be with you both. I hear everything and see everything. So go to him and say, 'Surely we both are Rasuls of your Rabb. Let the children of Israel go with us and oppress them no more. We have brought you a sign from your Rabb. May peace be upon him who follows the guidance. Indeed, it has been revealed to us that the scourge will fall on those who deny this fact and turn away." When Musa and Harun went to Pharaoh and delivered this message, he said, "Well, who is your Rabb, O Musa?" Musa replied, "Our Rabb is he who has given distinctive form to all creatures and then rightly guided them." Pharaoh asked, "What do you say about the condition of previous generations?" Musa replied, "That knowledge is with my Rabb, duly recorded in a book. He neither makes a mistake, nor does he forget. He is the one who has made the earth a cradle for you, traced the roads on it for you to walk on, and sends down water from the sky with which we produce pairs of various kinds of vegetation. Eat from these yourselves, and pasture your cattle. Surely there are signs in it for those who use their brains. We have created you from the earth. Into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you back to life once again. We showed Pharaoh all kinds of our signs, but he denied them and gave no heed. He said, Have you come to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Musa? Well, we will confront you with magic to match yours. Let us fix a day when both of us should meet. Neither we nor you shall fail to keep it, in a place where both shall have even chances. Musa replied, Let it be the day of festival, and let the people be assembled before noon. Pharaoh then withdrew, concerted his plan, and came back. Musa addressed them, saying, Woe to you for this challenge. Do not forge a lie against Allah by calling it a magic, lest he destroy you by a scourge. For whosoever forges a lie will indeed be disappointed. Hearing this, they debated their case among themselves, whispering to one another. Finally they said, These two are certainly expert magicians who intend to drive you out from your land with their magic and to do away with your best traditions. Therefore muster up all devices and face them with a united front. Finally, when the day of confrontation came, Pharaoh said, Whoever comes out victorious this day shall prevail. The magician said, O Musa, will you throw down first or shall we? Musa replied, You go ahead, throw down first. Suddenly it appeared to Musa as if their cords and staffs were moving about because of their magic, and Musa conceived fear within himself. We said, Do not be afraid. You will surely come out on top. Throw that which is in your right hand. It will swallow up everything they have produced. What they have produced is nothing but a magician's trick, and a magician can never succeed against a miracle, no matter how skillful he may be. When the magician saw the serpent of Musa swallowing all their display, being professionals, they knew that it was not magic. So the magicians humbled themselves by prostrating and said, We believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Pharaoh said, How do you dare to believe in him without my permission? This man must be your master who taught you witchcraft. Well, I will cut off your hands and your feet on alternate sides and crucify you on trunks of palm trees. Then you will know which one of us can give a more terrible and more lasting punishment. The magicians replied, We can never prefer you, rather we prefer the miracle which we have witnessed and him who has created us. Therefore, do whatever you will, you can only punish us in this worldly life. As for us, we have believed in our Rabb, so that he may forgive us our sins and the magic you have forced us to practice. Better is the everlasting reward of Allah. Surely he who will come to his Rabb as a sinner shall be consigned to hell, wherein he shall neither die nor live, while he who will come to him as a believer and has done good deeds shall have the highest ranks. Gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow, live therein forever. Such is the reward of those who purify themselves from evil. We sent our revelation to Musa, saying, Set forth with my servants at night, and strike a dry path for them through the sea, without fear of being overtaken by Pharaoh, and without any fear while passing through the sea. Pharaoh followed them with his armies, but the waters completely overwhelmed them and covered them up. Thus Pharaoh misled his people instead of guiding them aright. O children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy. Fix the time to grant you the Torah on the right side of Mount Tor, and we sent down to you manna and salva, saying, Eat of the good things we have provided for your sustenance, and do not transgress, lest you should incur my wrath, and whoever incurs my wrath is surely bound to perish. But the one who repents, becomes a believer, does good deeds, and follows the right way, shall be forgiven. When Musa came to Mount Tor, Allah said, But why have you come with such a haste ahead of your people, O Musa? He replied, They are close behind me. I hasten to you, O Rabb, so that you may be pleased. Allah said, Well, listen, we tested your people after you, and the Samiri has led them astray. So Musa returned to his people in a state of anger and sorrow. He said, O my people, did your Rab not make a gracious promise to you? Did my absence seem too long to you? Or was it to incur the wrath of your Rab that you broke your promise with me? They replied, We broke the promise through no fault of ours. We were made to carry the burden of the people's ornaments and throw them into the fire. Thus Samiri suggested, who threw in something, and forced a calf in the shape of a body which produced the mooing sound. Then they cried out, This is your God, and the God of Musa. But Musa forgot to mention it to you. What? Could they not see that it did not respond to them, and that it could neither harm them nor help them? Harun had already told them, O my people, this is but a test for you, for verily your Rabb is the Rahman, so follow me and do as I command you. They replied, We will not abandon its worship until Musa return. Then Musa addressed Harun, O Harun, what prevented you from following me when you saw them going astray? Why did you disobey me? Harun replied, O son of my mother, do not seize me by my beard, nor pull the hair of my head. In fact, I was afraid lest you might say, You have caused a division through civil war among the children of Israel, and did not respect what I said to keep peace. Then Musa addressed Samiri, Now what have you to say about this, O Samiri? He replied, I saw what they did not see, so I took a handful of dust from the footprint of the Rasul and threw it into the casting of the calf. Thus did my soul prompt me. Musa cursed him, Get out of here. Now throughout your life you will say to other people, Touch me not, and you will not escape your appointed doom. Behold, this God to whom you have become a devoted worshiper, we will burn it and scatter its ashes into the sea. Then he addressed the people, O my people, your only God is Allah, other than whom there is no God. His knowledge encompasses everything. Thus do we relate to you, O Muhammad, some information of the past events, and indeed we have sent you this reminder from our own self. Those who reject it shall bear a heavy burden on the day of resurrection. Forever shall they bear it, and it will be indeed a very evil burden to bear on the day of resurrection. The day when the trumpet will be blown and we shall assemble all the sinners, their eyes will turn blue with terror. They shall murmur among themselves, You hardly lived 10 days on the earth. We know fully well what they will say. The most careful estimator among them will say, No, you stayed no longer than a day. They ask you, What will happen to the mountains? Tell them, My Rabb will crush and scatter them like a fine dust. He will turn the earth into a plain leveled ground, wherein you will not see neither any curve nor crease. On that day the people will follow the call of the caller. No one will dare to show any crookedness, their voices hushed before the beneficent, and you shall hear nothing but the sound of marching feet. On that day no intercession will avail except the one to whom the beneficent shall grant permission and would like to give him a hearing. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, while they do not encompass any knowledge about him. Their faces shall be humbled before the ever-living, the ever-existent. The one who is carrying the burden of iniquity will be doomed. But the one who is a believer and does good deeds shall fear no tyranny or injustice. Thus have we set down this Quran in Arabic and clearly proclaimed in it some of the warnings, so that they may take heed, or that it may serve as a reminder to them. High and exalted be Allah, the true King. Do not hasten to recite the Quran before its revelation is completely conveyed to you, and then say, O Rabb, increase my knowledge. We had taken a covenant with Adam before, but he forgot. We did not find in him firm determination. When we said to the angels, Prostrate yourselves before Adam, they all prostrated themselves except Iblis, who refused. Then we said, O Adam, this Shaitan is a real enemy to you and to your wife. Do not let him get you both out of paradise and get you into trouble. Here in paradise, You shall go neither hungry nor naked. You shall neither suffer from thirst nor from scorching heat. But Satan seduced him, saying, O Adam, should I show you the tree of immortality and an everlasting kingdom? Later on, Adam repented, and his Rabb chose him, accepted his repentance, and gave him guidance, saying, Get down from here, all of you. You will remain enemies to one another. Whenever there comes to you guidance from me, and whosoever will follow my guidance will neither go astray nor get into trouble. But the one who will turn away from my reminder shall live a meager life, and we shall raise him back to life as a blind person on the day of resurrection. He will say, O Rabb, why have you raised me up blind here while I was clear-sighted before? Allah will say, Just as our revelation came to you and you played blind, so you are blind today. Thus do we reward the one who is a transgressor and does not believe in the revelations of his Rabb. The punishment of the hereafter is more terrible and more lasting. Have these people not learned a lesson that we have destroyed before them many generations in whose ruins they walk through? Certainly in these ruins there are signs for people of understanding. Had it not already been decreed by your Rabb, and a term of respite been appointed, they would have been punished. Therefore be patient with what they say. Glorify your Rabb with his praise before sunrise and before sunset. Glorify him during the hours of the night as well as at the ends of the day, so that you may find satisfaction. Do not strain your eyes with envy regarding worldly benefits we have bestowed on some among them. For with these we seek to test them. The lawful provision of your Rabb is better and more lasting. Enjoin Salah on your people and be diligent in its observance. We demand nothing of you. Instead, we provide you sustenance. Blessed shall be the end of the righteous. They say, Why does he not bring us a sign from his Rabb? Has not a clear sign come to them containing all the teachings of the former scriptures? Say, All are waiting, so wait if you will. Very soon you will find out who is following the right way and who has been rightly guided.